This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lost track of the time there and took a bite of a cracker a little too close to the start of the hour. I apologize for that. My favorite snack, you know, saltine cracker.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Well, I'm taking care of that as we speak.
Send every mom
you want
ever.
Me to give out the phone numbers and stuff?
Kevin Wash and I can do the show for a couple of minutes so you get done there?
Or? Wash down a saltine with a little swig of Diet Pepsi. Breakfast of Champions, ladies and gentlemen.
I was
welcome
say, that's
to the
a normal
program
for you, right?
There you go. I don't know. It brings me back to my childhood. Those saltines. I can just eat a saltine cracker and be perfectly happy, and watch a 10-inch TV, and maybe throw in some gruel for dessert. I you know, it's no big deal. I'm fine with that. If you really want to go gourmet, you throw a little peanut butter on the saltine cracker. Oh baby, or a little slice of cheese. Am I making anybody else hungry right now?
Absolutely.
Am I? Or does that not sound like much of a meal to you? Anyway, back to another hour of the program. You can call us. We'd love to hear from you. We have open phone time to the bottom of the hour. Carry on some of the topics we talked about in the first hour. The wheel's still here. Is the wheel still good? Is it needle WD-40 or is the wheel okay?
Wheel's ready.
Okay. And we also have Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the bottom of the hour. So questions for him are welcome as well. 800-228-0550. The texts are piling up, but Robert in Wheaton has been waiting to weigh in for a while here, so we're going to get Robert in at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The energy of North Dakota. It is an amazing story, what's going on, right? And, you know, this just it's happened. It's been part of our DNA the last 10-plus years here. But if you step back a moment and actually look at the growth of energy production, you look at what's happening in the U.S., you look at now we've gone from, at one time, 56% import of oil. In other words, the oil we used here, 56% of it came from somewhere else, now down to 20%. That's all because of North Dakota. Our oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. And the talent and the resources are being used wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Okay, let me get Robert in here, and then Zach. Robert first. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Wheaton, Minnesota, right there on Highway 75, south of Wahpeton. That's where Wheaton is, in case you didn't know.
Yes, sir, that is correct. We're out here working on County Road 5 right now.
Are you? Good. Road construction in the summer, who knew?
Yeah, it's a nonstop thing this time of year. Yeah, I'd like to bring up the fact that I'm 58 years old, and I've worked my entire life to get where I am now, which means I have a nice home. Two nice vehicles, you know, I have a pleasure boat, but we look at the generation coming up nowadays, and it's not all of them, don't get me wrong, but a greater part of them see what I have, and they want it, like, right now, and they expect it, like, right now. I just don't get that. I mean, when I grew up, I had a lower-wage job, three of us lived in an apartment, but with them three people living in an apartment, we could actually buy what we wanted, not just what we needed. And that's what people need to do nowadays, is realize that you're not going to get everything right now. Work for it. Save your money, and you can have a fantastic future.
So why did we get to that place? Your mentality growing up is I'm going to work hard and get things that I, you know, would enjoy for that effort. The first part was work hard and then earn your way into being able to, hey, I want to buy a boat. Where's the disconnect? Why did that now? Why is it angry young men now that want to, you know, be mad because you have things better than they do and not understand they have to work for things? What happened there? What's the deal?
Well, it seems like the society has no doubt went down over time, and I can't say if it's all about the radical Democrats, but I can say once the cost of living kind of got high, the wives had to leave the household, which means they didn't get to raise their children with the morals, the manners, and the respect that they needed and that the parents had because mom had to go to work. I've seen that start to happen around 1979, 1980. And now it's just got to where these radical Democrats, and it's not just Democrats, radical Democrats, they want to offer you everything free, not realizing that, well, it's going to cost the rest of us that are working for a living 50 to 60% in taxes. I mean, this is just crazy.
Well, not to mention, Robert, doesn't it kill your spirit? I mean, if you raise a child to understand if you work hard, you can pretty much do anything you like. You can just keep climbing up the ladder. You can have a big house, a small house. You can have a lake place. You can just enjoy what you want in life if you work hard and do it. Rather than say, you know what, we're going to beg the government to make sure you have everything you need. What I mean, to me, you rob somebody of the opportunity to have that kind of DNA to be able to go out and do whatever they want to do it for themselves and not wait for somebody else to hand it to them. I mean, I hate that about liberalism and the idea that, and by the way, it's America. Nobody's suggesting we ought not have a safety net for those that truly cannot provide for themselves, of course. But anybody who's able-bodied who'd, you know, rather take a handout than be told, hey, go to work, you're killing them. You're killing their spirit. You are robbing them of something very, very important to success in life. That's the part that makes me sad.
Exactly. I mean, isn't it said in the States that it's you have the right to pursuit of happiness? You don't have the right to happiness. You have the right to pursue it. It's up to you to make what you want.
Love this conversation because I think it helps folks make sure that they're having those conversations with those younger. Thanks, Robert. Good luck on the road construction down there. Wheaton, Minnesota, appreciate the call. Zach in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you guys can sit and make fun of the Democrats all you want for their health care ideas, but at least they're willing to say that there's a problem, okay? So I'm not saying Medicare for all is the answer, but at least they're willing to have a debate because we do have a huge problem in this country with health care. I pay $900 a month just to have health care. I have a pre-existing heart condition where I have to see a specialist one time a year, and after I get done, I get a bill for $800. So it costs me nearly $2,000 for one doctor visit. That's ridiculous. Most people can't afford a $400 emergency, and now these people are getting saddled with huge doctor bills. It's ridiculous. I mean, maybe we can have a plan where there isn't a government option that's cheaper, and it can bring down premiums for people that want to keep their private insurance. But it's just too expensive, and it's just too ridiculous.
But you have to understand, under the Democratic plan, Zach, and by the way, the Republicans have, at their own political peril, been taking on Obamacare, wanting to repeal it and replace it because they thought the current plan wasn't bad. They obviously have spent a lot of capital on that, so it isn't as though they've been just sitting on the sidelines. They've actually been trying to do this. But one of the reasons they complain is because Obamacare did what? It made health care more expensive, health care insurance more expensive, and many people were just priced out of it altogether. They had insurance, but they really didn't because it sounds like you have a high deductible. Same thing. Got such a high deductible that you're paying everything. Well, you really don't have insurance. So that's no way to run a railroad either.
But why did it become more expensive? Because the Obamacare laws forced these companies to insure people so they could go to the doctor. That's why it became more expensive. It basically became more expensive because they gave more people coverage. That's crap, man. That's total garbage.
Yeah, well, and now less people have coverage. So
it's
an absolute mess. But the idea that you go with Medicare for All or some big government plan and then Zach in Williston's going to have a better plan is crazy. The government's not going to make it better.
But if it made my premium cheaper, though, I'm not saying that's the answer. I'm saying we have to find a way to bring costs down. And I don't think getting rid of Obamacare is the way to do it. because now you're just going to have more people that, you know, insurance companies are always finding a reason not to cover people, right? Well, with Obamacare, their hands are a little bit more tied in that way. So that's the good thing about Obamacare. And not that there isn't problems with it, because of course there is. But the thing is, like, I'm a pre-existing condition. They could have told me to get bent, but because of Obamacare, they have to cover me.
Although being covered means you're paying $900 a month, and when you go to one doctor's appointment, you get a bill for $800.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good plan. That's a Band-Aid. Is what that in your case? Because at some point you're going to say, I can't afford this, can't do this.
Well, I mean, and I can afford it, but I just know that there are people that can't, and that's why I like maybe their ideas aren't the best, but at least they're willing to discuss the system that's broken.
Oh, I don't think there's any debate about that. They got to do a new system altogether. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate the call,
yeah.
But it's not Canada. It's not going that route. No chance. No way. No how. Brought to you in part today by Go Wireline, our friends at Go Wireline. Remember, you call, they go. And they've got the experience. North Dakota's only wireline company. Dickinson and Williston.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
As a working adult, you know the value of a dollar, and you expect quality for your money. Now is a great time for you to further your education, and the University of Mary offers education for the working adult with flexible learning options that are competitively priced. You'll be supported throughout your program by a world-class faculty committed to your success. A world-class education at an affordable price. Discover the University of Mary difference at umary.edu/online.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Waiting for that phone to ring to help you get that diesel semi pickup truck tractor off the mat. Improve the performance, save costly big time repairs down the road with a little tune up. You know you need it. Call them at 701-258-5011, 258-5011. At DACDiesel.com, CJ and the team pros at all things diesel. Repair, maintenance. They're in Bismarck, taking care of rigs from all over this region. 701-258-5011-deckdiesel.com. I'm kind of missing the wheel. I think we need to spin the wheel. We're in search, by the way, of something in the way of a moderate, because the media tells us last night was a debate between moderates and progressives. In other words, the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, way out there lefty wing, and then a moderate. I think they're all left-wing loons myself. I've not found any moderate in this, but I'm randomly just, you know, spinning the wheel and see what we find for a clip. Maybe we'll find
all
something.
All right, wheel of stupid.
For someone who wants to actually solve problems and has ideas that are workable, they tell the American people how we're going to pay for it and how we're going to get them done, or do we nominate someone who's got a bunch of fairy tale economics or impossible promises, none of which will ever happen, and as I said, they'll turn off the independent voters and they'll get the president reelected, in my opinion.
That's the closest thing to moderate talk. It isn't any proposals. He's just saying the others are, you know, going to turn off independence. I agree. What's your plan? You know, Elizabeth Warren Light, that's Delaney. I think he's a congressman from New York, isn't he?
Yeah, a rep. Yeah.
I had never heard of the guy till last night.
This was him last night.
Yeah, I know.
Think of a dreamer and an entrepreneur as anyone. But I also believe we need to have solutions that are workable. Can you imagine if we tried to start Social Security now but said private pensions are illegal? That's the equivalent of what Senator Sanders and Senator Warren are proposing with health care. That's not a big idea. That's an idea that's dead on arrival.
Yeah, and he's got a good point there, actually. But he'll be off that stage in a nanosecond, trust
yeah,
me.
He's done.
He's not going to be around there much longer. Oh, he does. Oh, get him out of here. Karen and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Did you say Karen?
I did say Karen. Is that you?
Yes, it is.
Go ahead, Karen. How are you?
Oh, July wasn't so bad this year.
It wasn't. No, I kind of like July myself.
So, I'm looking forward to there being less Democratic presidential candidates this winter, because the way that CNN had to do set up the debates with it, they have to cut off the candidates too soon. In fact, I wouldn't even have been watching if a friend didn't want to watch it.
So a friend watched it, and then you decided you could watch it too, and you're saying there wasn't enough, you're hearing from each of the candidates, it was too quick, soundbite-ish? That's what you mean?
Well, CNN has to do it this way. It has to put them on like half at a time or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, well, because there's 357 candidates. Yeah, they've got to split it up. It's kind of crazy. Or is it 355? I forget, but there's a ridiculous amount of candidates. So I actually kind of like the format myself. I know that they've got a lot of criticism, but to me, I don't want a speech. I just want to give me a solution. You know, it forces them to kind of go with the money, you know, right? Just tell me right now what you're going to do with it. What's your plan? So I like that part. But you're saying when there's less candidates, they'll be able to have more time. And you like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have heard the way CNN did it if a friend wasn't watching it.
Right. All right, Karen, thank you very much. Fred in Wing, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, hello. I really like your phone call with the gentleman that's working on the road down there in southern Minnesota. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting paid for his for the hours that he puts in, and he's working hard and he's making money. That's good. That's what we need to do. But I'm really worried about this trade deal with that president is trying to go through for the ag sector.
Which one now? There's China. There's negotiations going on as we speak over in China, and then there's the USMCA trade deal, which is done. We just need Nancy Pelosi to get off her duff and allow a vote.
Yeah. I know that the one with China bothers me quite a bit because of the intellectual property type thing. Now, I've been fighting for this for years already. You know, we're getting charged $40 an acre by a government-sponsored monopoly for our seed. Nobody else can make it because it's under an ongoing patent now for almost 14 years. And the patent never gets lifted. It just keeps on going. And part of the trade deal is that China has to pay $600 a bushel for their seed, too. And China doesn't like that. Well, we're paying $600 a bushel. $600 a bushel for canola seed because of this government-sponsored monopoly on the seed costs, and we can't plant it over. China took it, and they started planting it themselves, and they weren't going to pay that much. Shouldn't have to pay over $20 an acre. But anyway, that's part of the intellectual property type thing, and if that's part of it, I don't think we're ever going to get a deal. I think we should take that monopoly that these big seed companies have and get rid of that here first, let our people buy seed for a reasonable cost, and then maybe China will go along with it. I just see it's really hard to help. And when I work 14 hours a day, 13 hours a day, I'm not getting paid for my work. So that's kind of hard on the American dream. It's really, really tough. There is no American dream in the egg country right now. Not with that kind of monopoly going on. If I plant 1,000 acres of canola or 1,000 acres of corn, because of that monopoly that the government set up with the government laws, I'm losing $40 an acre right off the top.
All right, Fred, I'm going to put you on hold here. Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to join us when we come back. And when we come back, do me a favor. Pick one thing that you think Congress could do, a law could do, a lawmaker could advocate for, either as a rule or a law, that would help that situation for you. And let's ask Kelly about it, okay? So I'll give you a little time. You whip something up there and let me know what you come up with. I have a bunch of texts that I should get to. That gruel feasting freeloader made your program exciting today. Texas says, Fred is right. We sell canola for 14 cents a pound and have to buy the seed for $12 a pound. Stupid. Another texter, I have a friend with a Corvette. He's probably the least greedy person I've ever met, but he worked his tail off at two different jobs for years and can afford it now. That's how it works. Texter says, it has been drilled into their head that the rich took the opportunity away from them. Therefore, anyone with nice things must have cheated the system, and they deserve what you have. They deserve what you have.
Well, I'm not giving my Schwann Buick back. I'm just saying.
I don't blame you. You know, this dovetails with something we talked about yesterday. We didn't get into it in great detail today, but again, why are young men angry right now? You know, the gruel
bored.
Why? What? You know. It's
first world problems, nothing to be mad about, so we're going to get mad anyway.
No kidding. More coming
up. For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic candidates divided about health care and how to fix it. That was evident in the Democratic presidential debate last night, as 10 Dems, including progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, were warned by their more moderate colleagues that voters don't want sweeping, possibly undeliverable promises. At the suggestion that such things from Democrats could hand President Trump re-election, Bernie Sanders told the crowd in Detroit,
"The reason we are going to defeat Trump and beat him badly is that he is a fraud and a phony, and we're going to expose him for what he is."
10 more Democrats, including former VP and frontrunner Joe Biden, will be on that stage in Detroit tonight. The ADP private payroll report out today says the private sector added 156,000 jobs last month, beating expectations of about 148,000. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That I'll be guest hosting for Chris Berg on Point of View tonight, 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. And that's tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night. So you want to find out why people say I have a face for radio, then you can tune in tonight on the TV and watch that right there. I'll be there. So looking forward to it. I got to tell you about my friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They have, of course, the Bismarck store and also the Chevrolet Buick GMC location in Valley City. And each week we tell you about a vehicle. It's usually a one owner. It's usually low mileage. Usually they know the history on it because it was bought new at Puckledge. And guess what? We have another one owner local trade for you today. It's a 2015 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Crew Cab LTZ model. What does that mean? Sharp. Has that sharp gray tungsten metallic color, four-wheel drive, Vortex 6-liter V8 engine, flex fuel system with jet black leather, Bose stereo, got the Bluetooth, the navigation. Get a load of this. There's only 38,000 miles on this thing. It's a 2015 with 38,000 miles. And it's priced below the market right now at $42,995. Today only, though, if you tell me you heard about it on the flag, we'll take another $1,200 off, and you get it for $41,757. Just say, hey, Scott, Todd, the What's On Your Mind crew sent me. Hop online, check it out, PucklishValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Mint condition, one-owner vehicles, you save a ton. 721 West Main Valley City, online at Pucklish.com. All right, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here, Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesday this week. Hello, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. So we're going to go Fred and Wing. Fred called us earlier with some current concerns about the ag world and had a couple of ideas. And we said, well, just hang on. Kelly's going to be here. Maybe there's something that can help here. So we'll start there today on the program. Fred?
Yes, sir.
You have Congressman Kelly Armstrong on the other line. Give us your idea. What one thing could Congress do? What either a law change, regulatory change to tackle the challenge you were telling us earlier about cost of seed, the innovation in seed, the fact that ingenuity is often stolen by China and other places. So what's the need? What's the idea?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that I have a whole body that's only for radio. I'm 30 pounds overweight and I've got no hair, but you're doing pretty good, Scott.
I've never heard that phrase before.
I have a whole body for radio.
That's fantastic.
You know, Mr. Armstrong, you're doing a good job down there. Keep it up. But what we're up against is regulations that say that there's an ongoing patent on four different seed commodities, and that's costing us $40 an acre more. And you just said you worked on a bill there a week or so ago, sir. that would help with bankruptcies for larger and larger corporations or larger and larger farmers that are in corporations or just family farms. And a lot of us are farming like 3,000 acres. And if we plant corn, soybeans, and canola, we're paying $40 an acre. Now, if you take that times 3,000, that's $120,000 that got to go out right away in the spring to fund a monopolistic practice that is a government-sponsored monopoly. These seed companies should only be selling that seed for $20 an acre. And it has put a lot of people out of business, and now China can buy that seed, and they can take it over there. They pay for it once. Then they plant their own seed back, and they're not subject to the same rules. That puts them, gives them an advantage. They're stealing intellectual property in a way. Of course, I understand that. But they can go there now. They're not subject to the American or to the United States' regulations that we are subject to. So they can go and plant it over again, and they're getting by for under $20 an acre for seed costs, and we're costing us $60. So that's my spiel. It's true. You can look it up. I explained it to the people at your office already. What do you think?
I'm interested in having this conversation, particularly the theft of it. I think that goes on way more often than we think. I'm not, Fred, I'll be 100% honest with you. I'm not well versed in patent law regarding seeds, but I'm going to get some information on that because of this call. Did you talk to my office in North Dakota or DC?
It was in North Dakota, I'm pretty sure.
Can you do me a favor? Can you give, cause Scott will make sure I get this. Can you give the producer your email and or your phone number, and I'm going to have my egg guy from DC who has forgotten more about this stuff than a lot of people reach out to.
Who is your egg guy in DC?
His name is Nick Tortatucci.
Okay. So I think I've heard him before.
He's not from North Dakota, but he served on the House Ag Committee and is really, really good and loves to tie into this stuff and then inform me and give me the information I need to have a more thorough conversation with you.
Well, you can see,
I mean, I agree they shouldn't steal it, and I agree that once patent exclusivities exist, I know how this works, particularly in the pharmaceutical area, because we've had several of those hearings in oversight, but I put my old lawyer hat on. I don't want to give bad advice, so I need to have some background in it before I give advice or recommendations.
Well, I'm sure I can help you, man. I'll try to contact
you. I appreciate it. I mean, it's, and you're exactly right. I just want to clarify. All we did was raise the cap of the Chapter 12 bankruptcy to more adequately represent what a typical, particularly family farm, looks like now compared to, because it hadn't been updated since early 2000s in a small way, and before that, the early 90s.
I understand, but I was just using that as an example of how people have gotten. I agree with you with that. And
you're right. 3,000 acres is a lot different than farming two sections. So,
but that's $120,000 extra dollars that farmer has to spend because of these patents and because of these. If he's putting in 3,000 acres of those three commodities, it's $120,000 in the spring.
But my question is are they gaming the patent system? And getting longer areas of exclusivity? I mean, there's some of that goes on in the pharmaceutical industry. So, I mean, there's a reason patents exist, and that's to protect innovation. But there's also a reason they expire, and that's to drive down costs. And so that's the conversation. That's where I got to get my head around it a little more before I understand exactly what it is. Now, the part about China buying it and then utilizing it and violating the patent with no penalty, that I think I understand fairly quickly because that's not unique to this area, unfortunately.
Yeah, I understand it. But the seed is kind of unique because it does. Yeah. They can just grow it over and use it themselves. See? And they're not subject to the same laws we are.
Fred, appreciate the call. I'll get the info to Kelly and make sure they have your contact info. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's go to Minot and William for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, and I'd like to compliment you, Congressman Armstrong, on your questioning of Mueller during the hearings. You were forceful. You didn't let him off the hook when he tried to give you some phony excuses why he had the his lawyers were filled with bias. But I thought you did very, very well. Although I have one bone to pick with you, and that was when you, and I think you're aware of this, you made the comment that Trump's tweet was mean-spirited. And, here's the problem. We've got Republicans that are ready to jump on Trump whenever the media approaches him, because I think they're afraid of being bullied by the media and bullied by the Democrats and called a racist or whatever. But I never see, or I see very, very few of these same Republicans come to Trump's defense when he's called every name in the book. And by the way, Tlaib, one of the swamp rats there, or no, excuse me, one of the squad rats, she said, they found a tweet of hers that she sent out, I believe, about a year ago, and it said, deport, and I'll use the politically correct language, a-hole Trump. Now, that's before Trump had tweeted anything. And I don't see the same congressmen and senators criticizing the people who are calling President Trump virtually every name in the book. They're accusing him of every rotten thing, and they're lies. And you could hear a pin drop. But if they think Trump made one mistake and it's a one reporter approaches you right away, uh-oh, I better go after Trump because I'm afraid of the bullies, the media. So I'd like you to comment on that. And one more thing. I really do think you owe President Trump an apology. He's been very loyal to you. And he's, made a couple trips to North Dakota and so forth. You just don't want to stick a knife in the back of a guy who's been that loyal. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, and probably more of this is just more of my defense attorney background. I will say this, that when you commented, I agree with you on comments Tlaib has made and those issues. I think the difference is that our guy, well, two things. One, I'm going to campaign and support our guy as much as I can and do it every single day when I'm in D.C. But, I mean, it really just wasn't more or anything other than, listen, I'm fully comfortable giving my opinion on something. I do agree with you that there's way too many national media people that run to particularly wait in the hallways and wait for everybody to walk out of a meeting to comment on anything that Trump does. And they have a complete double standard about how they treat the anti-Semitic remarks and all of that. But it's just as somebody who has a wife who's an immigrant and an issue, and we were talking to the administration during those days. I work with them very closely. It was nothing more or nothing less than I just kind of thought that one was a little mean-spirited. I don't believe he's a racist. Never said he was a racist. I support the president. I support him every day. It's just how I treat my personal and professional life. If a North Dakota reporter calls and asks, I'm going to give him a comment. And that's where it kind of was. I just saying, I love this president. I think he's great for North Dakota. And, continue to support him and happy to support
him. William's point about the others and things they've said being denounced by, people that are concerned about the president's rhetoric, I hear a lot. I don't know if you do, but is your point, hey, he's the president, so he's at a different standard than everything? In other words, is it your job?
No. Two things, Scott. One, he's got the world's largest bully pulpit. I don't think anybody uses it more effectively than he does. And two, there's a lot more of it that happens. It's just it doesn't happen, necessarily here. I mean, Omar's anti-BDS, or anti-BDS resolutions and those things. But, I mean, let's be fair, it's national. There are a bunch of opportunities to criticize them as well. He should not be held to a different standard, just like Representative Ratcliffe made abundantly clear in the Mulder.
All right, we'll take a short break. We're going to try and get Kelly just a little bit better cell signal so we can continue. Herman and Bismarck, you're next up with a question. 800-228-0550, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and we continue.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. The practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Day, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who've been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Quick, where's the oil capital of North Dakota? It's Tioga, North Dakota. Did you know that? That's the oil cast where it all started in the 50s with the Bakken well and the Bakken family. If you ever get a chance, stop by NASA Consulting Service and see the, it's like a mini museum. They have all the different photos of the Bakken family and some of the history in the newspaper articles at the time. Pretty amazing what that all started. And Tioga continues as an active community. Great activities for families, Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. Downtown Main Street is vibrant, brand new community center with a new library, indoor play area, outdoor ice skating rink, which is really nice. And the average annual household income now about $73,000 a year, supporting about 140 area businesses. They're welcoming new businesses and industries. Plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Just a lot going on. And education is something they really, really put on a platform in Tioga. They have, education, local education includes technology training, drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities for preparing students for the 21st century. Tioga ND. Tioga.org to find out more. Visit Tioga. Experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. Back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong on What's on Your Mind. Herman and Bismarck, go ahead for Kelly.
This is Herman calling here in Bismarck. Question, you voted no on the rehabilitation of Multi-Employer Pension Act of 2019, better known as Butch Lewis Act. Kind of wondering why you voted no against that.
I've met with those guys in North Dakota, and we really have to figure something out with that. The problem is when they do this bill, we have to solve this. In 2025, we're in serious problems. But we also have to build in reform so we don't have to do this again in 25 to 30 years. And without any systemic reform in how we do these moving forward, then it's very difficult to support something that is again, relying on 7% or 8% rate of return to get there. So I know there's people working on a bipartisan bill in the Senate, and hopefully they get something together that both deals with the issue, because it really truly is an issue, and it's a significant issue to people who are at or in retirement who have paid into this their whole life that are just getting screwed, and that's the answer. But we have to build in reform so this can never happen again.
Correct. I'm glad it did pass the House. I appreciate the members of the House that did vote for that. You know, it shouldn't be a bipartisan thing. I mean, it's. I know you guys need to try to work together more and more, Democrat and Republican and Independent. And as a lifelong Republican, I've always taken a lot of static from coworkers that were at different parties. But you know, it's something that, you know, I know North Dakota is anti-union and so forth. And you know, as
I don't think North Dakota is anti-union. I think North Dakota is pro-worker. And the question is whether, you know, that's the best approach. But I mean, some people can have the perspective. Appreciate it, Herman. We're going to keep rolling here. John and Minot for Congressman Armstrong. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is John. I just take an issue with Mr. Armstrong. He is trying to say Trump said something bad. I just don't see what he said is bad. What Trump said to Omar, I say that to my mom every day if she complains. I tell that to my kid every day if he complains. Mr. Armstrong saying my wife is an immigrant, trying to shut people off. You don't have a monopoly on racism. I am an immigrant. I am a Muslim immigrant. The only difference between me and Omar is I love this country, and I did not marry my sister to my green card. I think for your job is to support Trump. You wouldn't be elected in the Congress if it wasn't for Trump. You're mad because you want to run for the Senate and he picked Cramer. Are you still mad about that? We won't vote for you. You have to be 100% behind Trump. We, the legal immigrants who do not marry their sister or their brother to get the green card, they do not support you. We support Trump. I am an Iranian Muslim immigrant. Do you know what is the most popular character in Iran? Is Trump. Talk to an Iranian. I don't know what happened to you people when you go to Washington. You become part of the swamp.
John, let's give Kelly a chance to respond here. We're running short on time, so go ahead, Kelly.
Two things. One, I didn't call Trump a racist. I don't think he's a racist. I thought he sent a tweet that was out of line. There's nothing more and nothing less. I support this president. I supported him since he got in the race. I will continue to support him. I think what he's doing for this country and for North Dakota are fantastic. And three, I never ran for the Senate. I never ran against Cramer for the Senate. I was the state party chairman when Kevin got in the race. I couldn't be more happy for Senator Cramer to be our senator and have the relationship I have with those guys.
Text comes from Adam, says, Congressman Armstrong, I hope you never apologize for your statement about Trump. Criticism is fair game for all in the political sphere, and to say otherwise is to foster cults of personality. Stay strong and true to yourself. On that note, you voted against this budget deal that's making its way through Congress right now. You got Senators Hoeven and Cramer supporting it. Tell us in 20 seconds or less the difference, why you voted no.
Yeah, I think it's simple. It's the difference of being a freshman being in the majority in the Senate, I heard a lot about it on the campaign trail. I think I was there more consequences. I understand less of that consequences if the Democrats go to the House. It's probably going to be more interesting, but I don't have to vote for it.
Don't have the best cell signal there, but I got the gist of that. Difference between being a freshman member of Congress and...
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.